Good morning. To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's photo of the Beachport Jetty in Beachport, South Australia, comes from Dave Vaughn Photography as they recently took a road trip. I just love the blue skies and water here that just invites you to go out, get outside and take a path less traveled. With temperatures in the mid and high 40s here locally in upstate New York yesterday, people were taken to the streets and highways in shorts to take a February run that didn't require a hat and gloves. I am ecstatic over the prospect of more snow melting and February drawing to an end. I want to see February vanish so bad that I cashed in my last carryover vacation day for tomorrow so I can watch it slip away at my leisure with a three-day weekend. I encourage all my friends to enjoy the local, my local friends to enjoy the heat wave, and for all my friends to get out there and capture a moment in God's creation that will remind you that God is good and that will start the mental transition towards spring. Of course, going outside is not the only way to forge a path to hope, as I invite all my friends to join my Victory Over the Darkness discipleship class at Rock Solid Church tonight, or via the MT for Christ 24/7 podcast. Dr. Neil Anderson's book on finding our freedom through our identity in Christ can be a game changer for anyone who is seeking to grow in their faith. Our class is only entering its fourth week, and I've already heard amazing testimonies from students, both from the live class and via the podcast. So I hope you'll join us. Remember, life is meant to be lived, but we discover purpose, meaning, hope, peace, and joy when we live it in God's presence. Keep walking and talking with God. This morning's meditation verse is Romans 13:8. Owe nothing to anyone except for your obligation to love one another. If you love your neighbor, you will fulfill the requirements of the law. We should all know that Christ's second commandment was to love our neighbors as ourselves, and this verse reminds us that we are obligated to do so. However, I would like to highlight the first part of today's verse, which gives us some sound advice. Owe nothing to anyone. I don't like to focus too much on the material things of this world, but if we want to enjoy our freedom in Christ fully, we must be wise and recognize all the forms of bondage that may keep us from experiencing the peace that God provides. One of those bondages is financial debt. Believe me when I tell you, I know all about this one. When you live for the moment with no consideration of consequences, you just buy what you want when you want to buy it. For some people, shopping is therapy. When I didn't have faith in Christ, I didn't think there was any point to life other than to enjoy it. I was caught in the cycle of pleasing my pleasure principle that said, whatever makes you happy, do it. Well, not only did I indulge in drugs, alcohol, sex, and food, I also just liked to buy stuff or bankroll trips and experiences that I wanted to do. Not only did I try to buy my own happiness, I also tried to buy happiness for my family, too. It didn't work. Needless to say, I didn't exactly keep a budget, and for a couple of decades, I was in a continual cycle of running up debts and paying them off. To be completely honest, although I've made big strides in being more responsible financially, I still find myself experiencing times when I will get into a funk and go out and buy food or other things to comfort myself. When I do that, it's like a mindless searching to fill a need that is more reminiscent of my old ways than the balance I found in my new life in Christ. Hey, we're all a work in progress, right? So I'm here to encourage you to keep walking into your faith with Christ, because he will wake you up to all the areas of your life that need correction. In terms of finances, try to be mindful of what you're spending your money on and determine what you can do without. If your situation is bad enough, consider getting a second job or using savings to get out of debt. We can only do the best we can, and in terms of debt, we can only do two things: increase our income or decrease our spending. So instead of investing your time and money into things that will pass away and ultimately not satisfy, invest your time and money into growing closer to God. When you do, you will find the wealth of his love that you will be eager to share with others. Also, remember that this is a faith walk, This is not about perfection. This is about progress. If you're anything like me, there may be a mountain of problems to deal with in your life. But I assure you that if you keep walking into your freedom in Christ, you'll eventually be able to cast that mountain into the sea. I invite all my friends and listeners to go to emptyforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today we continue to share from Dr. June Hunt's Anger Facing the Fear Within. I also added to the webpage, to my blog today, the links for my class. And instructions basically to email me. So I encourage everyone to draw closer into their faith. Thank you for listening. God bless you all.